Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today's Friday, 26th of April, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open higher on April 26 as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicator positive start for the broader index with a gain of 87 points. In the previous trading session, benchmark indices made a smart recovery from the day's low to extend the winning streak to a fifth straight session. The Sensex and Nifty closed with up to 0.7% gains, supported by strength in PSU Bank, Pharma and Metal stocks. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might take an immediate support at 22,378 level, while on the higher side, the index may face a resistance at 22,623 level. Stock-specific action will continue in trade as corporate earnings season progresses. Today, Bajaj Finserv, SBI Life, Maruti Suzuki and HCL Technologies will report their Q4 results. Now looking at some of the top stocks to be in focus are, firstly, Tech Mahindra, after the IT company's revenue came down by over 1% year-on-year in the fourth quarter, while net profit rose 27% year-on-year. Secondly, Bajaj Finance shares will be in focus after total income surged 31% year-on-year in Q4, while net profit gained 20% year-on-year. The board has recommended dividend of 36 rupees per share. Thirdly, IndusInd Bank will grab some limelight after net interest income jumped 15% year-on-year in Q4, whereas profit was up 15% year-on-year as well. And lastly, rights, after the company entered a memorandum of understanding with Ultratech Cement for project management consultancy services for rail infra projects. So do watch out for these names. Among other things, all eyes will be on market trends after the US bond yields hit 5-month high. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, all major averages in the US market ended on a negative note as bond yields hit 5-month high. The spike came after first quarter GDP data showed a sharp slowdown in growth and pointed to persistent inflation. Gross domestic product expanded by 1.6% in the first quarter compared to street estimates of 2.4%. Dow Jones, tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite and the S&P 500 indices fell up to 0.9% on April 25. Asia-Pacific markets were mixed this morning, while investors in Asia looked to the Bank of Japan's policy decision and inflation figures out of Tokyo. Japan's Nikkei 225 was up 0.1% and South Korea's Kospi gained 0.5%. However, Australia's S&P 200 index slipped over 1%. Coming to commodities market, oil prices rose marginally as market weighed disappointing US economic data against geopolitical risk in West Asia. Brent crude hovered around $89 per barrel, while US WTI stood above $83 per barrel. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sonam Srivastav of Right Research, who shares her take on what trading strategy should investors adopt after a sharp fall seen in Kotak Mahindra Bank shares. Let's listen in.
So the RBI's decision to ban Kotak Bank from issuing new credit cards due to regulatory concerns on their tech outages and the concerns arising from the regulatory examination of the IT infra for the bank seem to be a very, very significant event. When we saw the news yesterday, we definitely did expect a lot of volatility, and that is what we have seen with a more than 10% correction in the stocks for the bank. This is a very significant event because if you look at the bank's books, you would realize that new card acquisition for the bank was growing at a steady rate of 21%, and even the credit card spends were also growing fast at 34% YOY. Across the different channels, digital was the main source of customer acquisition for the bank, with even in personal loans, credit cards, FDs, everywhere the bank was acquiring most of the clients digitally. So our impact on the digital infrastructure, that would be significant in terms of impact on the earnings for the bank. Kotak Mahindra is a massive bank. Many analysts cover it. And there have been insights about this event across the board. So if you look at the ratings, I think the ratings have been cut down in the short term. You've seen people who are rating this bank as an ad reduce it to, you know, a reduced position. You've seen target prices being cut down by more than 10%, whereas the banking industry and the credit industry is supposed to grow fast from here. Kotak Bank was struggling in terms of the CASA ratio, and this action would sort of even make the situation worse. So definitely there is going to be an impact in terms of earnings and impact in terms of the prices for the bank. Now, any reconciliation that could happen for the bank from here would take some time. Typically, whenever RBI takes these massive actions against the banking institutes, they would take between 6 months to a year to reconcile. See, we are very confident. I think people are confident that Kotak Bank will take preventive actions. They are a massive company with a lot of resources. They could invest and correct whatever issues happen. But definitely, it would take time. Another thing to note here is that this has hit the sentiment against the bank. Existing customers, new customers would sort of get scared by the regulatory concerns, and user acquisition and growth could be hit for the bank. This being a Nifty 50 company would have an impact on the broader market as well. Now, definitely in the short term, I recommend people to be careful. There's going to be volatility as more and more news and insights keep on coming. If you're going to take any directional positions, make sure that you're hedging them. In the medium term also, I think user acquisition will be hit and there will be an impact on the price. In the long term, like I said, it's a high quality company, it's a massive financial institute, one of the biggest private sector banks. So it could have potential upside also. But I would not recommend you to buy on dips just yet. I think we would have to watch out for more numbers coming in, more insights coming in before we start taking any bigger bets on this bank.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you, have a great trading day, and we will catch you at the next trading session at the same time.